The Holy Spirit is the difference maker. The Holy Spirit is the empowering of the believer to enable us to do effectively what we do for the King of Glory.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Today's message was taken from a recent service here at Pace Assembly. Let's go into the word with Pastor Rogers today. This sermon is entitled, The Difference Maker.
And if there's ever anything that this generation is looking for, in a visual generation they are, it is the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. We've got all kinds of preaching and teaching and all kinds of things, but ladies and gentlemen, what they're looking for is somebody that'll let the Holy Spirit have his way inside of their church, inside of their life, with signs and wonders following. How many of you know it's real exciting to see somebody get up out of a wheelchair that was bound there? It's real exciting to see somebody's blinded eyes get open. It's real exciting to see someone give their life to Jesus Christ. Can I tell you, my friend, that does not happen because we get together and sing a few songs. It happens because the Holy Spirit has dropped into that place, and signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. That's what I'm hungry for, aren't you? That's what I want the next generation to be baptized in. That's the reason why we're not ashamed for those little children out there in junior kids church and senior kids church to have exposure to the power of the Holy Spirit and pray for each other. Because, ladies and gentlemen, they're facing a time when little five-year-olds are facing things that you and I, in many cases, have never seen before in our life. They can be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit even from their mother's womb, according to the book of the Word of God, like John and like Jesus was. I can tell you, my dear friends, we need the flowing of the Holy Spirit. He is the difference maker in our lives. I declare he'll be the difference maker in our schools. Come on, somebody. Oh, they kick God out, but one child filled with the power of the Holy Ghost will bring him right on back up into the school. Come on now. Every time they make a reference concerning school shootings, it always goes back to Columbine and the people that were there and what happened there as one of the greatest tragedies on record. Can I tell you, our children need to be sent to school every day with an anointing upon their life, and the angels of the Lord encamped around about them. They'll give witness, ladies and gentlemen, to the genuineness of Jesus Christ. And regardless, when you get to college, don't you let some knuckleheaded professor talk you out of the truth of God's word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You hold fast to what you know and what you believe and what you've seen, and let God be lifted up on that campus. Come on now. The majority of our students lose their religion when they get on the campus and hear somebody's philosophy and their reasonings about how that the God of heaven doesn't exist. I want to let you know, atheists don't exist because God don't believe in atheists. God don't believe in atheists. Proof, the atheist doesn't exist. How do you know that? Because the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And I can assure you, given the right set of circumstances and the right kind of situations, I don't care who you are and how deep your philosophy may go, given the right set of circumstances, you'll call on the name that's above every other name too. Come on now. I've never heard anybody be recorded going into a car wreck or some situation, putting on the brakes, saying, oh, Buddha. Oh, Krishna. No, sir. Whenever you hear them on the television and radio, whatever it may be, even on mass media, first thing they want to do is curse the name of Jesus. And when the Twin Towers fall down, the first thing they want to do is call on the name of Jesus. I want you to know there is no other but Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I can assure you, by his Spirit, he's walking in amongst us right now. He's flowing to those that are watching online. That's what you feel is the difference maker making a difference in your life. Life right now. Somebody give God glory for the Holy Ghost this morning. But I'm going to tell you something. No amount of talking will get a soul saved. No amount of talking will get things worked out in our society that we're in right now, but the resources of the church are found in the power and supply of the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you who He is. He's the Spirit of God. He's the Spirit of truth. He's the Spirit of witness. He's the Spirit of conviction. He's the Spirit of power. These are all names found in the Word of God to describe the Holy Spirit. He's the Spirit of holiness. He's the Spirit of life. He's the Spirit of adoption. He's the Spirit of help. He's the Spirit of liberty. If you need wisdom in that campus and on that school, He's the Spirit of wisdom. He's the Spirit of revelation. He's the Spirit of promise. He's the Spirit of love. He's the Spirit of meekness. He's the Spirit of a sound mind. He's the Spirit of grace. He's the Spirit of glory. He's the Spirit of prophecy. And whatever else you need Him to be, that's who He is, because He's God Almighty. Now listen, you can know all about the Holy Spirit and His essentials, and you should. The operation, the attributes, the characteristics, because He is God. But I don't want you to be content with just acquiring knowledge and fail to experience the real power that's available to you through the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said to His disciples in Luke 24:49, don't do anything until you're vested, endued with power from on high. Go into Jerusalem and wait there until you receive the power from on high. He said it's coming down from above, not coming laterally. So the next blessing after salvation, when the Holy Spirit comes in, ladies and gentlemen, He now has made you purposeful and ready to be able to help someone, ready to be able to do the work of the kingdom. It's like the water that goes into the plastic thing that we call that bottle of water. By itself empty, that glass is not worth anything but throwing out. But whenever you fill it with some cool, fresh water, some cool, fresh anointing, suddenly it becomes purposeful, useful. And whenever I'm thirsty, this is where I'm going to go find. I know you like your Cokes and your Diet Cokes. It's amazing to me, sit down and watch somebody eat a whole rack of ribs and some French fries and order a Diet Coke. You might as well go the whole way. You might as well just order you a Coke, and I mean a big gulp. Come on, somebody. Whatever it is, but you know and I know that there's nothing that quenches our thirst like water. Come on, somebody. The next blessing upon your life after salvation, the second subsequent infilling, He comes in salvation and regeneration, but listen, you get no resources by putting a lid on what you put inside of the bottle. It's not until you open up the bottle and begin to pour out what's on the inside that you enjoy the blessing of what's in the bottle. I don't want to come to church and look at the bottle. I don't want to come to church and worship the bottle. I don't want to come to church and just be admiring the bottle or amazed at the bottle. I don't want to sit there and be thirsty when I know that I need the fullness of the Spirit. I'm going to go ahead and open up. Come on, somebody. I'm going to go ahead and open up, because when I open up and let the Holy Spirit come out, that's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And suddenly you become to be something that's more than what you were before. You're not just some glass, but now you've been filled with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Come on, somebody. He's not just now on you, but now He is in you. Come on, somebody. If you thought the Holy Spirit coming in at conversion was something, wait until you've been filled, baptized with the overflowing power of the Holy Spirit. Somebody said, preacher, how do you do what you do? I can assure you I have no other help other than the power of the Holy Spirit that comes alongside me. I can't preach without Him, and quite frankly, you can't worship without Him. You can't sing without Him. And in the time we're living in, with all the mess that's on the highway, you can't even drive a car without Him. Come on, somebody. I can't get up in the morning because He's the one who wakes me up in the morning. When I go to bed at night, it's not the melatonin that puts me to sleep. It's the Holy Ghost gentle breeze upon my life that said, take your ease, I'll be up all night. Ladies and gentlemen, we need the Holy Spirit. And one reason why that many people are missing is because they're not hungry. When you get thirsty enough, you'll reach for what is really going to satisfy. I submit to you the Holy Ghost. He will satisfy you every time. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of dead, dry, cold church. What I need is a fresh drink of water every time I show up. I don't need my preacher to be out on the golf course every week getting up a little cliche. I need him to be in the prayer closet and come out with a thus saith the Lord. I want to sit beside somebody filled with the Holy Ghost that when I say hallelujah, they say hallelujah. When I say praise, they say God. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not easy to be able to have a Pentecostal church, but I came to tell you that's what Pace Assembly is, that's what it's been, and that's what it's always going to be, a Holy Ghost tongue-talking, fire-baptized kind of church. Now, if you want that, welcome to the real church from the book of Acts. Come on now. I'm talking about the church that's going to make a difference. Plenty of churches that occupy the landscape. And I'm telling you, my friends, I'm sad to know even the very church that I was saved in, I got the word a few days ago because there is no one that wants to go. Last membership roster was 3. They've shut that church down, my home church where I got saved. Can I tell you something? Somebody needs to get refired with the Holy Spirit. And I don't care who you are or where you are. If there's not an anointing, wait for the anointing to come before you do anything, because when you step up and grab a microphone, when you step up and lay hands, when you step up and begin to witness, it shouldn't be you, it should be the anointing that's overflowing in your life that they're experiencing. That's the reason why I don't want to do a whole lot of counseling. I don't need to know all your stuff. You don't need a preacher who's just a kid. If you want counseling, I'll direct you. I'll help you in some area. I'll do anything I can, point you in the right direction. But I'm not here to kiss babies. I'm not a politician. Even though I love you, babies. Come on. I'm here as your pastor and preacher to be filled and to influence you to be filled. Because we cannot accomplish what we need to do without his help. I know you're smart. We got a lot of incredibly intelligent people. But you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit before you step into that classroom and teach those little kids. Come on, somebody. He shall be in you. We have to depend on him to lead us and guide us. Listen to me, all you graduates. You must depend on him to lead you and guide you. In fact, ask for his help. I said, ask for his help. He wants to lead you and guide you. The church is not called to compete with the world. And today, much of what is shown and people see is if you've got the lights, the smoke, and the orator, you got it all together. But I've seen a lot of places pack out with somebody that was dry as last year's bird's nest. I don't care what they say. Unless it's anointed of the Holy Spirit and lines up with that book right there, God's not going to put a seal. Listen, the Holy Spirit will only baptize what he births. If the Holy Ghost didn't birth it, he's not going to anoint it. Come on, somebody. This is important because the Holy Spirit is more powerful. We want to compare, and God said, you're not having to compete with this world. We'll never have enough lights and enough stuff to be able to compete. Hollywood and everybody else will have, no doubt. We'll do what we can do with what we've got. I'll use any mechanism, illustration that I possibly can. But I want you to know something. We're not called to compete with this world out here. And that's the reason why that you got to make up your mind. I'm going to come to church on Sunday. I'm going to come on Wednesday. We're in revival, whatever it may be, because there's going to be plenty of competition for your time. But the Holy Spirit said to me, you're not out there competing with this world. There is no competition. Greater is he that is in you, church, than he that is in the world. There is no competition. The Holy Spirit is more powerful than 10,000s of the world. Come on now.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.